You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dr. Lewis. I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's an option, it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the water, and I'd like to give you information, asking for the blood, blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two. This is Dave Hodges, your host, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show. Our sincere appreciation and thanks go out to Gary Haven, the senior executive producer of the movie Amerageddon. And the website, again, is AmerageddonTheMovie.com if you want to find if the theater is playing anywhere near you. And as I said in the last hour, I was one of the original reviewers. And I got to tell you, this movie, like I said, it's a documentary. It's history in progress as it's happening. Well, anyway, a lot of you have been very kind this week in sending me well wishes for my health, and I am on the rebound. I played golf a couple of times last week, and in this heat, that's a nice challenge. And I've been in the gym almost every day, and so, you know, things are starting to turn around for me. But no less the thanks than to my good friend, Dr. Ted Brower of HealthMasters.com. And currently, we're teaming in a project together, a marketing project together, that's going to bring his great products, which has helped me now out of jams three times in the last 14 months. And we're going to bring them to you at cheaper prices for Common Sense Show listeners. So go up to healthmasters.com after the show, look at the wide variety of great products that Ted has available. And when you check out, simply put the coupon code DAVE5 to get 5% off everything. And also a sponsor for the second hour is my good friend Steve Quayle, Renaissance Precious Metals. You need to diversify. Don't keep everything in cash. Please, please, please do not engage in that dumbed-down behavior. If you haven't made the transition yet to gold and silver and other precious metals as a diversification in your investments as well as a hedge against disaster, call Steve tomorrow at 406-586-4842. Again, Steve Quayle, 406-586-4842. And we have a special guest this hour, and we try to have him on once every 4 or 5 weeks to give us kind of like the smart man prepared guide for what's coming. And in the events of what happened in Orlando, in that tragic, tragic event, and I'm so tired of hearing CNN and Fox characterize this as an attack upon LGBT. This was an attack upon human beings. And I don't care what their sexual preference is. I don't care what their religion or their race was. These were human beings. Their families are diminished today. They're in mourning. Excuse me. There's survivor's guilt. There is going to be a lot of mental stress that these people are going to have to deal with coming down the road. And I'm talking about the survivors. There's the tragedy of mourning. And this was a horrible, horrible event. And CNN just never fails to amaze me on how they try to turn it into a politicized event. No, these were 49 human beings that were murdered. And murdered by someone who never should have been allowed to be on the street. And thanks to the policies of Hillary Clinton when she was in the State Department, it prevented the FBI from arresting this man for having known terrorist ties and intentions in the three investigations the FBI did. You don't believe it? Find the documentation on the Common Sense Show, and you'll see how I laid out exactly how Hillary Clinton protected this mosque and all the terrorists that are in this mosque. Okay, that's off my chest. This hour, Bob Griswold is going to talk to us about a number of things, but especially what we all need to hear, because you don't know if you go out to an event, a Trump rally, a baseball game, a tennis match, if your kids are in school, are we all going to be subjected to these terrorist events? Well, I think the closer we get Trump to getting elected, the answer to that is yes. So here to talk to us about how to deal with these kinds of situations is my good friend Bob Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com. Hi, Bob.
How you doing, Dave? It's always a pleasure to be here. How you doing? I didn't know you were sick.
Oh, yeah. A few weeks ago, I ran into the same day I had, high blood pressure, high pulse rate, blood sugar spiked over 400, respiration went down 20% of normal. It was all in the same day. It wasn't good. Katie was ready to throw dirt on my grave. No, she was great. Katie really helped me rebound from this along with Dr. Ted Brower and my wife. But yeah, it was pretty challenging, but I'm approaching normal levels in all these areas now, and it is interesting it all happened at one time.
Yeah, I'm myself coming off probably the worst cold I've had in about 10 years, but feeling better now, so I'm grateful to God for that, and I'm ready to do tonight's program. I think there's a lot to talk about. You know, the last time I was on the program, we mentioned, you know, normalcy bias and cognitive dissonance. Mm-hmm. And the normalcy that we have of thinking, it isn't as bad as what Dave is saying it is. It isn't as bad as what Gary is saying it is. It isn't as bad as maybe what I'm saying it is. It's our natural reaction. So tonight, let's do a program that, you know, in the intelligence community, they would call it peeling the onion. You know, you start, you know, we all know how an onion peels. You start peeling back layers and layers and layers and get to the heart of the onion. And we can do that in somewhat. I talked on the last program about, you know, just even open source material, how our government, 80% of their intelligence is open source material that you and I would have access to, just as you mentioned earlier, that Hillary Clinton blocked the investigation into this mosque over and over and over again. I'm just reading on Drudge right now that Loretta Lynch has redacted a lot of the references to terrorism out of his background. And it's on Drudge right now. You can read it. So, I mean, we see this active plan to deny the American people access to information, whereby the American people can then start to peel that onion and come to the conclusions that, wow, we better get out of our normalcy bias, our cognitive dissonance. Things are much worse than what they are. I had a couple thoughts here, Dave, and maybe you can comment on them. If I hold one of the highest offices in the land, or if I'm the people that are holding the highest offices of the land, Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, the President, such and such, and if I have access to the nation's most guarded secrets, you know, the stuff that's above top secret, Q clearance stuff, you know, if I take those secrets, if I'm in that position, I am to be the nation's Praetorians. I'm the nation's protector, the guard. I'm the one who's supposed to guard this information that is sensitive, that protects the interest of the United States. And if I take that information and sell it, or if I allow it to be leaked either by omission or commission, what am I?
A traitor.
A traitor. See, we have a difficult time wrapping our mind around that, because so many times I hear people say, why are they doing this? Like, we think they're supposed to be playing nice. And they're not going to play nice. They're not playing nice at all. We see Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation has taken up to $25 million from Saudi Arabia, millions, tens of millions from other Arab countries. Now, we look at it and see that these Arab countries openly admit that they want to impose Sharia law in our country over our Constitution. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You know, I learned about it. Probably most millennials never heard the name before, but Benedict Arnold, he was a traitor in American history and our past during the American Revolution. You know, is there anything different that Hillary and the Clinton Foundation and that Barack Obama and his, whatever you want to call the fiasco that he has called his presidency, is there anything different that they've done that did not violate every tenet that you would adhere to as an American citizen to protect not only America itself, our way of life, our liberty, but American citizens? I mean, you know, here we have Islam openly admits that they are allowed to forcibly change through violence if people resist Sharia law. I mean, you've watched the YouTubes of a lot of Muslim people say that it's okay to marry and have sex with children. It's okay to have multiple marriages. It's okay to kill the infidel. It's okay to, you know, female mutilation. And they, 51% of the immigrants, they say, coming into the United States want Sharia law. And I personally think it's probably higher than that. I think a lot are afraid just to admit it. But we have now an administration that has let a million of these people into our country. A million people that both the CIA, and I was listening to you and Gary, and it's true that the CIA and the FBI openly admit they cannot vet these people. And not only if they could vet those million, but there's so many people coming across our border. The Bible's, I mean, the judge was just saying today that the amount of influx coming across our southern border is staggering. These people aren't even being vetted at all. They're just walking across. In fact, I don't know if you caught the story, Dave. Judicial Watch had it up that there was they caught a Islamic woman refugee coming across the border, and she had plans for our natural gas pipelines on her.
Mm-hmm. I did see that.
Yeah. I mean, did the news media, did you see it on the Giggling Blonde Network, Fox News?
No.
Did you hear it on, you know, any mainstream news media? I didn't hear it on any of them.
Do you know, Bob, that when you have information about impending harm to a group or an individual, that you're an accomplice after the fact if you don't try to report it? Shouldn't news agencies be held to the same standard?
Precisely. I mean, Hillary Clinton, her State Department knew of the unstableness of these people. They knew that this guy was unstable, and yet they let him go. So we have to ask ourselves, in light of all that, you know, these people are, by definition, by any definition you can give, they are not, not only they're not upholding their oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, they are the domestic enemies, and they're doing everything they can to destroy that very document. You know, we see the most Berlin attacks on our Second Amendment rights. You know, Gary said something in the earlier hour, and I had written it down even before I'd heard it, I've spent some friends that are special forces, and they love to quote this. If I am in power, I want to minimize chaos. If I'm wanting to take power, I maximize chaos. From the day this man has stepped foot into office, he has done everything he can to maximize chaos in our nation. Not only just the things of active shooters, which he's had far more active shooter scenarios than any other president by far, I think more than all the rest of the presidents.
700% increase, Bob,
yeah,
in the Obama administration.
So we see this chaos. But even you even look at the programs he's implemented that were very unpopular, Obamacare, it's total chaos. It's gone way deep in debt. States don't want it anymore. People don't want it. But he has implemented chaos every step of it goes. And that fits in right with the Clyde Piven's doctrine of, you know, overwhelming. He's overwhelming. And again, we look at the American people today, this million Muslim refugees coming into our country, and nobody says anything. We have this normalcy bias that because we think that every day will be like today, we don't realize there is coming a day soon when we're going to see more and more of these attacks, that the goals of the Islamist are going to be to destroy this country, to overcome our Constitution, to subjugate its people under Sharia law.
Right.
And when that happens, it's going to be a dreadful day. I do agree with you that it's going to be very difficult to avoid violence. And I agree with what Gary said. I'm a Christian man. I want to live in peace. I don't want this violence. I want to leave my neighbor alone and let my neighbor enjoy his pursuits according to the dictates of his conscience, as long as it's within the moral law. I don't want to interfere with them. I don't want to, you know, prevent them from enjoying life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
But I think we know that these people that are in power right now are doing everything they can to strip us of that ability and to mold us into this new world order, whereby we have to take on everything that they want. We have to adhere to their doctrines, their tenets, and if we don't, as we saw people that baked a cake, that did not bake a cake for some homosexual people, that they were, you know, basically bankrupted. You know, Matt Bracken was on a program recently, and he was an author of several books, very good at them. He's foreign and domestic and such. And he made this comment, and it goes along with what you said, Dave, that if George Soros today had a come to Jesus moment, that he absolutely realized that he has been an evil, evil man, and, you know, had sort of a Paul type conversion, that the tidal, that the earthquake that's caused the tidal wave is already has already happened, and the tidal wave is rushing to shore, and that so even if George Soros today had this come to Jesus moment, it's too late. And it pains me to say that, that we are headed for a time of chaos and violence in this country. I hope and pray to God that, you know, the free people who love liberty and freedom win. I think it's in doubt. And so I think at this time, we really need to look at what we need to do to cover our position as leaders of our families and leaders of our community. What can we do to soften the impact? I mean, from the worst case, one that what Gary was talking about is the EMP, those two satellites up there. We all know they exist. Why are they being allowed to circle over top of us daily? Why? I agree. Shoot them down. But we don't. So, you know, and that would cause the ultimate chaos. You know, a lot of their problems would go.
I think that is their trump card, Bob. No pun intended, but I think if they aren't sure they're going to be able to maintain the status quo, they're going to pull the plug on the whole thing. Economic collapse would be mild compared to an EMP.
And yet, at the same time, we do see a multiplicity of storm coming at us from different the economic collapse that you're speaking of. We see this absolute breakdown of our nation's morals, that what is right is wrong and what's wrong is right. We see our leaders just absolutely absolved from obeying the very laws they're writing, very arrogant, open corruption. I mean, Hillary Clinton, their foundation has openly taken over $100 million from people who want to destroy us. They've done deals with the Russians to sell them nuclear-grade material. Bill Clinton, during his presidency, sold supercomputers to China. I mean, the corruption is so deep, they don't even hide it anymore. They just feel like they can do it in the open. And for some reason, if we would peel this onion, if you were an intelligence officer and you were peeling this onion, and you would look at Hillary Clinton and say, nobody will touch her. Now, is that because they do not have the evidence to indict her? Or is it because, really, everybody in Washington has been corrupted? Everybody can be blackmailed. Everybody has, you know, taken money illegally. Everybody has sold their soul to somebody they shouldn't have done. They have, whether it's sexual corruption, financial corruption, whatever corruption. And
the last four. Answer to your question, the last four.
So
you hit the major ones right there. One fell swoop. The reason, even the Congress people right now who probably have buyer's remorse, Bob, and they're sorry they went along this far, they're too corrupted, they're too embedded in the system, and they're afraid of exposure if they stand up to what's going on.
Precisely. And if they do, they will be destroyed overnight. And so this is the reason Hillary Clinton has not been indicted. It's not because they don't have evidence. They have more than enough evidence to indict her. My gosh, if they could indict General Petraeus, which I am no big fan of. I mean, he's on the committee to take the guns away from Americans, saying, you know, an AR-15 has no business on the streets of America. Well, if it doesn't, then I would say get rid of all the AR-15s from the police departments and the paramilitary organizations that are carrying them right now, and then you can talk. But, you know, segue here, when you have the very people that are armed to the teeth telling you can't have guns, to me that rubs me a little wrong. But back to the thing, so we have to realize that our government is pretty much co-opted, compromised, and blackmailed. And at this point, what do we do as people who want peace, who want to live lives that are peaceful, who want to avoid as much as we can? I don't advocate, you know, any kind of armed conflict with the government. You will lose. It's not something we want to do at this juncture. It's not a prudent thing to do. But what we will face, we are going to face the wrath of groups of people that hate our freedom, that hate what we represent. They have generated ethnic, religious, cultural, and even financial violence. I make more than you do, so you hate me. I'm a different color skin than you, so you hate me. I'm a different ethnic group, or I'm a different religious group, so you hate me. And on top of it, they have brought in people that have historically hated everybody that they've been around, even themselves. I mean, they fight amongst themselves pretty regularly and pretty ferociously, and that is Islam. So they brought all this contention into the country to create this chaos. And as a person, I have to look at it and say, you know, I love my wife, I love my children. My goal as a Christian man is to protect them and then to protect innocent life as much as I can. What do I need to do? You know, we mentioned in the previous program, this thing that happened in this bar, atrocious. You know, but the people, they had no idea what to do, or they were afraid. They had been trained. Nobody had told them. In an active shooter situation, I challenge anybody who has an AR-15 in low light. Probably you don't have a tactical vest on. You probably have these magazines stuffed in your pockets. So his extra magazines, he didn't come in with a tac vest on that a soldier would wear. He had them probably stuck in his pockets and, you know, little places maybe taped to his body. And so it's going to take him to rip that magazine off, drop the magazine, and put the new magazine in once the weapon has gone dry. You have 3 to 5 seconds there. More than enough time for those people to have rushed him and to subdue him. And probably done a little more and subdued him once they had subdued him. They had more than enough time to do this. But again, we're not trained tactically. I mean, I've seen videos of Russian school children being trained tactically. They have races. They have a contest to who can field strip a team of 10 people who can field strip and put an AK-47 back together again the fastest in the whole as a team unit. Each person in that team has to strip it, put it back together again, strip it, put it back together again 10 times. And they have contests of people doing that. Well, in our schools, we teach children just the opposite, to be little girly boys, and then nothing like that would ever happen. But if we just told people, you have a 5-second window there, because he's not going to be experienced at magazine changing in the weapon. He's going to probably take his eyes off target, which, you know, if you're trained with an AR-15 or an M16, you realize you keep the weapon up at battle level. You drop the magazine while you're watching, and you're trained that you can slide that magazine in there without ever taking your eyes off the target. Very few people know how to do that. Very few people practice it. So what you have is you have a guy who's probably somewhat fumbling to change a magazine. Again, if you're in this situation, Dave, you have more than enough time to rush somebody once their magazine well goes empty to subdue them. 2 or 3 people have done it, and that thing would have been over. Yes, you would have had some people that have been dead, but it wouldn't have been 49. It wouldn't have been 50 more injured.
I had a question along those lines, though. Do you think that Omar Mateen acted alone?
You know, it's a question. Yes, I do. I know that can be. A lot of people can dispute that. I do have friends in law enforcement down there that were active on the scene. Very good friend, a very, very good friend. So it does. Now, did he act alone on the broader picture? No, his wife drove him to the thing. She should be indicted. Who knows who else supplied him all the equipment he had? Who knows what tactical training he got from that mosque? So in the broader picture, did he act alone? No, he did not. Now, was he the only one in the building shooting? I would say yes. But, as you mentioned earlier, everybody in any way who assisted him in that goal should be indicted for murder.
I agree.
Everybody. His wife should be indicted for murder if she knew. Anybody at that mosque who gave him tactical training, I mean, you know, they were openly admitting that you should kill homosexual people. Openly. And here's the difference. Dave, here's the big difference between Christianity and Islam. You know, as a Christian, I disagree with the homosexual lifestyle, but it's not for me to go shoot them. God will, and God in his thing will judge according to his word everybody. It's not for me to do that. I'm strictly prohibited from doing it. Whereas the Islamist, on the other hand, is commanded to do it in his scripture. Nowhere in the Bible will you find Jesus telling you to go out and kill somebody like that because, you know, they're a sinner or whatever. He says to love them. I can disagree with somebody. I can disagree strongly with somebody. But at the end of the day, I'm to express God's love to these people. And so, you know, when people want to compare Christianity and Islam together, that's trash. Because nowhere will you ever find Christ commanding somebody to do this, but you do find Islam over and over again commanding people to do it. They had somebody at that mosque telling people that it was okay to kill homosexual people. It was okay to do it. So back to the shooting scenario, which I think, Dave, we could each easily find ourselves in. And, you know, it could even get worse under Trump because a lot of false flag operations where this would happen. And it does call into question whether Barack is actively, now you would never tie it back to him because his hands would be so far removed from it, but he would have agents that would have agents that would have agents that would be encouraging people to do this. And so that's why we see this dramatic increase in active shooter scenarios, because what is the end result of the chaos? Steal your guns. They keep theirs, you lose yours. And as I ask people over and over and over again, who in the history of the world has committed more illegal homicides, government or criminals? Well, maybe the first one is the second one, but...
Well, the University of Hawaii answered that when they did their democide project, and they said that 262 million people died in the 20th century at the hand of their own government, which more than doubled the number of war casualties.
So, you know, if they want to take guns out of the hands of violent people, let's start with them. I mean, they've proven historically to be the most violent.
Agreed.
So, again, when we see the most violent people telling the people who are less violent, we're going to take your guns away from you, it does make you think, no. In fact, you know, you've seen the evidence that just over the last weekend, I'll share some things with you because I am a federal firearms dealer. One of the groups I buy from, one of the companies I buy from, in 3 days sold 43,000 PMAGs. All of their lower-end AR-15s are gone. The American people are starting to figure this out. You know, they've tried to hide, but the American people are peeling this onion and figuring it out. They realize that the government will try to make these things illegal, and we had another program we did earlier. We talked about how to defeat gun control, and that's to buy your stuff now. So, you know, again, if you're light on magazines, if you're light on ammunition, if you do not have a box-fed magazine weapon such as an AR-15, I do recommend people go out and buy one or two. Buy the spare parts kits. We do carry the spare parts kits, so make sure you have them. I mean, an AR-15 can break an extractor. There are things that you can lose while cleaning. I mean, I've lost springs and little pins before. Looked everywhere for them, couldn't find them. So to have a spare parts kit or two for your AR-15 is a good thing to have. But back to that what happened in Orlando. You know, we talked before about getting off the X. People, again, when that shooting starts, be proactive. Don't stand there and be a target. In fact, from what I heard, and I think it's true, there were a number of people that had fled into the bathroom to avoid getting shot and had locked themselves in a stall. And all he did is reach over the top of a pistol instead of shooting down. He couldn't see what he was shooting. He was just shooting down. My gosh, why didn't somebody grab that gun? He could have just grabbed it and taken it out of his hands. Anybody who's ever done gun takeaways realize how easy it is to take a gun away from somebody when you get up close. If somebody's holding a gun in their hand, it's very, very simple to take that gun away from them. It's a very simple maneuver, very easy to do. So, you know, if somebody comes to me and attacks me, I fear the guy who knows to keep cover and concealment and wants to shoot at me. The gangbanger that wants to come up and stick the gun in my face, he'll live to regret that. Because it's so easy to take that gun from him and shoot him with it. And yet, again, we have a nation of people who have been trained in a mindset of what to do when active shooter scenarios start. They run and hide, and all they do is become targets. They're stationary. They can't move. They're in a stall for to begin with, so they can't move. And now if that guy had just stood back and started shooting into it, they really would have been in trouble. But, I mean, he just stuck the gun over the top of the stall and started shooting downward. You have ample opportunity to disarm that guy, and they did not do it. Again, how many more gun-free zones do we need to see where these people go and victimize people? They do not go to police departments. They do not go to NRA conventions. They do not go to the SHOT Show. They do not go to these places where people know, where they know people will be armed. They go to gun-free zones. How many more of these does the government have to perpetrate on the American people before we say enough is enough? And no, we're not going to do it. If I had to go into a gun-free zone, let's say if I wanted to go buy a bottle of wine for my wife, and it is against the law to take a gun into a liquor store, hopefully I'd be smart enough to know to have somebody in Overwatch out in the car, because I couldn't go in there with a gun, but somebody could sit in the car with a gun and then make sure nobody goes in that would be seeking to do harm. Now, that's hard to do in a school, but, you know, if you travel in twos, you can do an Overwatch for somebody who has to go somewhere where it could be dangerous where they cannot carry a gun. So keep that in mind if you're traveling too. And again, Dave, we've always talked about this. I mean, the people at that bar, there had just been a warning issued by ISIS that we're going to attack gay bars. We're going to do this. You know, we've mentioned before, you know, if I have a choice to going to the mall on Friday night at 7 o'clock or Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, I mean, the same stuff is there. They don't change stuff around on Wednesday at 2 between and Friday at 7. I'm going to go when there's not a high-value target. High-value target to the terrorist are people, or sheeple, and people that just go. And a lot of malls are gun-free zones today. You can't take a gun into a mall. And so, you know, today, Christians, I mean, you saw that one girl who was murdered for being a Christian. If you're outspoken, and or if you're going to have to go to a place where there could be that could be a high-value target, go at a time when there's not as many people there. Go at a time when it's down. Don't go on a Friday night, because that Friday or Saturday night, that's going to be a high-value target. That's when the most people will be at a certain place. Avoid those places. So whatever you can avoid, avoid a gun-free zone. Don't go to them. I mean, the other day, I was out shopping, and we were looking. It was my 30th wedding anniversary, and I was out looking for my wife a bracelet. And we passed the jewelry store, and right on the door, it said, "This is a gun-free zone." So I went in there, and I said, "Listen, my wife's outside. She has a gun. I'm coming in here without a gun. I'll tell you, I'll never do business with your company. I'm going over there and spending my money." And they looked at me kind of startled. I said, "I'm a lawful abiding citizen. I have a carry permit issued by my state. And you telling me I can't bring a firearm in here tells me you don't want my money." Hopefully that meant something to them, but and we did. We went and spent our money in a store that did not have that sign up. So avoid gun-free zones at all cost. And, you know, again, we go back to the fact of what our government is doing. You know, how many of these ISIS prisoners has Barack Obama pardoned at a Gitmo or other places that have just let them go only to come back and we see them commit acts of terrorism? There was one gentleman who was arrested on, he was up in Chicago, I forgot his name, but he was 29 straw sales, meaning he bought a gun and then sold it to somebody who was not allowed to have a gun. The Obama administration failed to incarcerate that person, let him go with a warning. And so how do guns get in the hands of criminals? By people like that. So here he is. It seems like he's committing, perpetrating the very chaos of which he says he wants to avoid. So again, if we peel the onion back on that, what do you wonder? He's letting hardened criminals go. He's refusing to prosecute people. This was an African-American gentleman, so he refused to prosecute him for doing straw sales in as a federal firearms deal. I can tell you, if I know you come into my store and say, I'm buying a gun and I want to give it to my neighbor, I can't sell you that gun. If I do, I can go to prison for doing it. But here we see this happening and nobody's doing anything. And again, Dave, how many more of these shootings do we need where the government has not even had any congressional hearings on the psychotropic drugs that are being given out to kids like candy, what's altering their mind, depressing their consciences, and making them little sociopaths? And yet, the government has done nothing, just keeps prescribing more of them to these children. And then on top of that, we see this wave of mass immigration into our country with people that have no value, no idea what American values are, no idea what our constitutional law is, no idea what liberty is, and they're just being welcomed into our country by the droves. And so what are they trying to create? If you peel the onion, what are they trying to create? And on top of that, you know, we've talked about what you can do. Those are the things that some of the things you can do. You know, avoid high value targets, going off times. Get off the X. If you're in an active shooter situation, get off the X. Don't stand still. You will be shot. You know, we talked about the fact that if I've challenged people to take a piece of steel, hang it off a tree. If you're in a neighborhood, if you're in a place you can shoot out in the woods, and move it, let that steel swing back and forth, and try to hit it with your pistol. It's a lot harder to hit that moving steel than it is when you're standing 10 feet away from a piece of paper shooting it. I can shoot that guy in the paper head, you know, target every time in the head. See, very easy to do it. Just point your gun and bang, bang, bang. I got 10 shots to the head. That must mean I'm a great shot. Yeah, if you follow government standard procedure, you're a great shot. You will kill 10 people with 10 shots because they're all huddled all there together. But if you're moving and running and maybe even running towards him while he's doing magazine changes, you have a good chance of, you know, escaping it and not being injured. So, you know, train yourself to do that. As somebody says, and I changed it a little bit, have a plan to kill everybody you meet. I don't like it that way, but I have a plan. I say have a plan to deal with anybody around you. If you're in a grocery store line, waiting for groceries, look at the people in line that you think, you know, I don't have to worry about the little old lady as much. I mean, granted, there are, I guess, old lady sociopaths that could have a gun in her purse, but that's very rare. But if I see somebody with tattooed out, and, you know, especially maybe prison tattoos or whatever, you know, I'm going to start to think, well, how would I deal with that guy if he decides he doesn't like today and wants to take it out on the rest of us? So as you're in that area, be situationally aware and know your surroundings. A big thing we've talked about is know your exits. Know how to get out of a building as you're walking through a grocery store. I know my Walmart in Madisonville has two exits at the back of the store. I know exactly where they're at. So if I go in the front door, I know where those exits are. I plotted it out so I can say, and my family knows also, so we can know how to run out. Now, again, if the guy's really smart, he might have somebody covering the exit, so I'd be a little guarded going out the back at the exit, a little cautious, but I know where those exits are at. If I go into a building, if I'm in a movie theater, wherever I'm at, I'll know how to get out of that building quickly. If people take the time to write these down and commit these things to memory, God forbid they ever are in an active shooter scenario, but if they are, you know, they can possibly save their life. I mean, magazine changes. Again, anybody has an AR-15, you know, pretend your weapon is just empty and it's low light. Try to do a magazine change. How quickly can you do that magazine change and do that? 3 to 5 seconds is normal. That's enough time if you're 10, 15 feet away from somebody, two or three people rush them, and then beat the living daylights out of them and subdue them until the police get there. It's totally possible to do that. But if you just sit in the corner, sit in the bathroom stall, and wait for them to start shooting you, it's not going to come out well.
Bob, let me ask you a question. Based on what your location was in relation to the shooter, if you were in that situation, what would you first do?
Well, again, the first thing I can do if I'm in any bar at all, I realize there's alcohol being served and people, you know, that you're dealing with people that are probably in some way or another compromised. I'm going to try to get on his ankle. I'm not going to, you know, a frontal assault's the most deadly assault. I mean, that's why militaries avoid them like the plague. They want to do a flanking assault. So I'm going to try to flank the guy and get on his side if I can. It so much of it depends, and again, this is where you play scenarios again in your mind. If I'm in a situation, what would I do if that big guy behind me does something? What would I do if he was in front of me? So it all depends on having a tactical mind, and that's what we need to really do. There's a guy, Lieutenant Colonel Grossman. You can go on YouTube, a bulletproof mind. It's a YouTube video, 3 hours long. This guy is a professional. Lieutenant Colonel Grossman, watch that video, A Bulletproof Mind. You know, when they take our guns, when they take the guns from the terrorists, I mean, he says it because I wouldn't say this if he didn't, but they're just going to go in there with gallons of gasoline and throw them in the classroom and throw a match in. You want to talk about a bad body count? I mean, taking the guns away from these people are not going to stop them. They're going to figure out ways, and that would be a horrific way. You know, like I said, I wouldn't even mention that on air if he hadn't already talked about it on his video series, which goes nationwide. You can buy the video series of Bulletproof Mind, and he also has two other books that are really worth reading. But go and watch that video. The other thing I tell people in this, during this last thing is, you know, Dave, I've talked about night vision. Well, I'll tell you right now, night vision is getting hard to get. One of the tube manufacturers has gone out of business that manufactures the power supply, and they are getting hard to get. White phosphor, top-of-the-line night vision, October now.
You
won't get any until October.
You're kidding.
No, you won't get them.
So if I go on your website at readymaderesources.com and order the PVS 14 auto-gated, I can't get it till October.
No, you can get those, but they're limited right now. I maybe can get about 20 of them.
Let me stop you right there, Bob. Tell people how they can get.
Just go to it's product code. We actually have one on sale. It's product code 000499 Bravo B. We have that on sale till I left it on sale till tomorrow night for people wanting to buy it. I'm telling you, the government, two things. There was a story on Wall Street Journal how they want to make body armor illegal, and we do sell the Infidel body armor. I recommend people go and get it, because Wall Street Journal saying, let's take it out of the hands of civilians, because one day somebody's going to put this stuff on and use it in a crime, and people are going to be shooting them, and in a level 4 body armor, you're not going to stop them.
They won't be shooting because they'll have confiscated all the guns. Aren't those arguments counter to each other? On one hand, we want to take your guns, and on the other hand, we got to take your body armor. Well, which is
you're talking about logic, Dave. and a lot of times that doesn't come out of the government.
The
night vision. Gosh, think about this. The military's buying it up. The military right now is having to wait till October to get these contracts because of the tube manufacturer went out of business. They make the power supply. So we do have 13 white phosphor. They're one step below. They're very, very good units. There's 13 of them available, the white phosphor units. But the one we're maintaining a sale on is the product 000499B Bravo. That is the PBS 14 third-gen auto-gated. It's the one the military uses. Anybody who has watched the movie 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi, have you seen that movie, Dave?
Yes.
Two times in the movie, when they're in that firefight, you hear those soldiers say, they don't know we have night vision. Watch the movie. They don't know we have night vision, and what that capability gives them. You know, if you have a gang of people that are trying to hurt you or your family, and we've seen these people who stand against Trump. I mean, they're willing to attack women. They're willing, to assault people, beat them up, slug them. Well, you've seen the videos. You know, if they find out where you live and they want to come to your house, you know, we don't want this. I want to say we do not want this. We want to live in peace. But if they do come to my house, and I know what if they get my wife or my children, what they'll do to them, I'm going to become ruthless. And the night vision gives us that capability. It's coming, Dave. I'm just telling you. And I'll say this. I know people say it's an expensive purchase, and it is. But, anybody who sells optics knows there's a 10% margin in optics. It's not a big cash cow that you make tons of money off selling optics. You buy scopes, binoculars, anything, there's a 10% margin in them. That's all there is. But I do tell people, if this happens, if there is any EMP pulse, if there is a breakdown of civil law in your community, wherever it is, if you have night vision, your chances of survival have gone up over 100%. Because you know what? They don't know you have night vision. And when they think they can do bad things to you, you will be able to counter them. So I tell people, get that night vision at all costs. It's the PBS 14 third-gen auto-gated. It comes with, all your carry bag, your head mount, all of those things that you need. And I'm going to leave it on sale till tomorrow, but it's product code 000499B. If you want the one with the weapons mount and the shuttered eye relief, it's just 000499. Those are available right now, but you call any night vision distributor, they'll tell you night vision is getting hard to get right now. It's getting scarce. And the two things, body armor and night vision, those are always on the government do we ban it list. So once it's banned, you won't get it. There's absolutely no reporting I need. other than the fact I cannot sell it to anybody who is not an American citizen, and I do tell people this, you cannot take it out of the United States. That means either a maritime or the airspace limits to the United States, you cannot take it out of the United States. You get caught, you will go to jail. So you have to be an American citizen to buy it. And that's how beneficial it is. The government does not want this stuff falling into people's hands outside the United States. So, and then again, the body armor, we sell the Infidel body armor. The level 4 body armor will stop, you know, up to a 308 round. So you can get it front, back, sides. If you're ever in a scenario where it really, really breaks down, you know, body armor can save your life. Again, in that movie, 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi, one of those contractors takes an AK-47 round right to the chest. It knocks the wind out of him a little bit, but he doesn't have any great butts of blood coming out of his chest, which is not good. So I tell people to look at that night vision and get it today. I do believe there's coming a time when it will not be available to civilians anymore. So make sure you're wondering. And they can go to Wall Street Journal and look up the story where they're advocating the restriction of body armor to civilians. So it's just one of those things you want to absolutely take care of today. Again, keep in mind, you know, 43,000 magazines. That's just one company that sells the Magpul PMags. 43,000 in just a few days went out the door. So it's pretty much time to really figure out. I agree with you. I agree with what Matt Bracken said, that the storm is coming. We're going to have some difficult times. And a lot of times, this is my prayer, Dave, and I mean this. This is my prayer. A lot of times, what is it? Si vis pacco parabellum, Latin, if you want peace, prepare for war. You know, we see it so many times in civil and personal defense trainers will tell you this over and over and over again. How you carry yourself, whether you look confident. You know, you can tell somebody, it's like, I'm not going to go pick on that guy. I just don't want to pick on him. He looks like he can defend himself. You know, if people think I have the ability to inflict great harm to them, they're far less likely to come and attack me than they will the person who has the gun-free zone placard in their front window of their house. You know, think of that. I bet you as soon as the civil unrest happens, those gun-free placards come out of the windows real quick. It's nice to be, you know, an idealist when the police can protect you, but when they can't, you know, you realize you're on your own. You have a display of force, a display of power, and a lot of people are just going to leave you alone. And that's what we all pray for. And so I think as Christian people, as patriot people, we realize that, that if we are well-equipped, we have a better chance of surviving it. We have a better chance of being left alone.
Well, that's all we want, is to be left alone by our government. Unfortunately, as my friend Ernie Hancock of Freedom's Phoenix likes to say, there are those who want to be left alone, and there are those who won't leave them alone. And this is what we're facing right now. The fact that they just come after you because you want to protect your own body with body armor. I mean, they want no line of defense between their tyranny and your safety. And Bob, I think everything's going to break loose here at the Republican convention. I mean, do you have a timetable? That's my marker event. Do you have one?
You know, I approach it like Noah. I say, God told me to build an ark. And he didn't tell me exactly when the flood was going to happen, but I do know that as Noah, imagine when he saw that those last few critters getting on the boat and he shut the door. And imagine he knew, like, this thing's getting ready to break loose. You know, again, let's get out of our cognitive dissonance. If we had seen these events happening today, 30 years ago, with what we knew Americana was even 30 years ago, we would have said our nation has already been conquered. Yes, I expect it to happen quite soon. I think there, and again, there are lots of good men and women in law enforcement. You know, the political end of law enforcement can be corrupt, and I think a lot of times that's what we see, and we have to realize that is a corrupt part of it. But there are a lot of good people out there in federal law enforcement and local law enforcement that are trying to do the right thing. And I know some of those guys, and they're all saying the same thing.
Yeah,
we're fighting a losing battle. We can't stop this. Only right now, the only thing that can stop it is divine intervention, that we would have a revival in this country where people would have, turned back to God and say, we've violated your law, we've murdered children, we've done everything that we shouldn't have done, and we are suffering your wrath. I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're going to have to go through the hardship first. So I would just encourage people, food, water, get it together. I mean, you mentioned Steve Quayle. Get your greenbacks, a large percentage of them out of paper denominated currency. Get it into what Steve Quayle sells, the silver and gold. I would.
Well, Bob, let me shift that, and I agree with you. Steve is a loyal and trusted friend, and he's a sponsor of this show, and I totally agree with you. But you also have a line of products that people need to hear about. You mentioned a couple of them, your body armor and night vision. But one of the things that people are going to need long-term, besides food, is water. And you've got a water system set up that you can teach people how to implement at ready-made resources. Let's talk about that for a minute.
The Trekker water filter, Dave, was probably the best product I have found in the last 5 years. It is a mini water plant. You hold in your hands a mini water plant that does better than what the water that comes out of your tap's going to do. It is going to be pure biologically down to the viral level. It is going to be pure chemically. It has activated charcoal filters in it. The sediments are going to be taken out of the water. It runs on 12 volts. 12 volts is ubiquitous. I mean, you can get a 12-volt battery anywhere. There's millions of them in cars. So 12-volt power sources are everywhere. You can literally put this in a river, a pond, dirty water, not salt water, but any kind of fresh water, and then you can just turn it on and make 60 gallons an hour. That means you could satisfy 60 people. You could give them fresh drinking water. What a way to ingratiate people to you, that you're in your community pumping them clean water. You know, I'll say this again. The price is going up. We're still negotiating to try to keep them going up as much as he wants to have it go up. But if anybody orders it tonight, the Trekker, we will include one free sediment filter. We do also have a package with it, because there are some consumables. The sediment filter and the biological filters are consumables. We have a package where you can buy three sediment filters, three carbon filters, and an extra UV light on there as well. So if you really want to be prepared, get the Trekker and the package. But again, water. You know, the survival rule number one, Dave, you have all that freeze-dried food, all that stored food. You do not eat if you do not have water. Eating will kill you quicker if you do not have water, because your body it'll absorb the water out of your system and dehydrate you as you eat that food. You need to have clean, potable water. And go online and just read what the symptoms of a waterborne disease are, like cryptosporidium or Giardia.
Oh, I know.
Just read. Cholera. I mean, they are really nasty, nasty results from having those type of waterborne diseases. We haven't seen cholera in this country, but it would be quickly reintroduced in a grid-down scenario, and it can kill you in 24 hours. So here you have an ability to, at your own water plant, electrically run. It actually has a pressure switch in it, so you can actually hook it into your house and pressurize a pressure tank up to 45 pounds. To me, those things are just absolutely essential to have. And again, with that Trekker water filter, I could help my neighbors out, and so we can start to develop that sense of community where we're watching each other's backs and helping protect one another. Because again, it's hard to do it all by yourself, but if I have three or four good neighbors, and we all start working together as a community defense project, and there's bad people come around, maybe one or two pair of night vision thrown in there. Everybody has their, boxed-ed weapon, enough ammunition and magazines. We have those things available, maybe even some body armor to protect the people that would be up front. You're going to do pretty well. You're going to have a very, very good chance of surviving the chaos that is coming. Again, keep that in mind. The chaos is the fertile ground for revolution. So here we see this administration creating chaos unparalleled, so that they can bring about this revolution that they so desperately seek. And in that revolution, keep in mind, most Marxist communist revolutions are tyrannical revolutions. Lots of people die. There are lots of body bags involved. And I think we need to determine ahead of time, as God warned Noah, that there is a way out of this, a way to protect ourselves. If we only are obedient and do what we say, turn the TV off, stop spending money on stuff that's absolutely ridiculous, and then start looking into our family's security and safety, we can ride through this. Because, again, I want my children to be the ones that populate the earth in the future. I don't want my enemy's children's doing it. I want my values. I want the Bible and the Christian values, freedom, liberty. I want those values being propagated, and so my children have those, they carry those in their heart. I want those values put forth, not the values of people who want to subjugate the human race.
Yeah, that's very well put, and this is ultimately what we're fighting for. People think this is issue oriented. No. This is a fight between good and evil, and you've really captured that. I totally agree with you too. I agree with Gary on one hand, that America's waking up and there's a glimmer of hope because of Trump. And I say a glimmer of hope. But on the other side of the coin, I agree with you too. We are so far lost and so far gone. If we don't receive God's providence and help, we're not going to win.
Dave, I agree with both of you. I agree with Gary. And that might seem like a paradox, but I'll tell you this.
I know what you mean.
The Patriots in 1776 woke up. There was a glimmer of hope. There was also a conflict that followed it. But in the end, the Patriot people kicked the tyrants out of our country, and we won. We had years and decades of liberty where Americans were free to express themselves. And you look, and when America was unchained after the Revolution, the Industrial Revolution that preceded, and we changed the world with our technology and the wonders we developed because men were free. They weren't under the hammer of tyranny. So, yeah, I think you're both right. I think there is a glimmer of hope. I think Americans are waking up. 43,000 magazines in 2 days, yes, people are waking up. But that doesn't necessarily mean there will not be a conflict when the other side says, well, we're going to go for broke. We're going to keep doing this.
They're not going to give up. What they're stealing from us, they look at us as property, and what they've stolen from us is their property anyway. They aren't going to give up. They are going to come after us with everything that they have.
And Dave, there are a lot of good people in federal law enforcement. There's a lot of good people along the whole chain of command in the military. I mean, how many people has Barack Obama kicked out? High-level people in the military he kicked out that are sitting there just probably thinking, there's going to come a day. My talent will become useful again. I mean, you think of how many good people he has absolutely just offended and destroyed. Those people, they have a lot of valuable skills and talents that they could teach the rest of us. I mean, watch that interview with Matt Bracken. It was a sobering interview. Matt, MattBracken, Matt Bracken. You watch it on YouTube. Again, Grossman, Lieutenant Colonel Grossman, the bulletproof mind. Just watch it. I mean, he talks about what happens when there's unarmed people, an unarmed security bump. He calls them a speed bump, an unarmed security guard, excuse me, a speed bump. That's all they are. Mm-hmm. They just run right through them, or the security guard just runs away.
I couldn't agree with you more. Bob, we're just about out of time, and I want to give out your website again and your phone number, and it's readymaderesources.com. And give Bob a call tomorrow with the most low-pressure sales approach you'll ever hear at 1-800-627-3809. Again, that's 1-800-627-3809. Bob, as always, great job. We got to scoot. Hour number three is up. And, Bob, I look forward to having you back again.
God bless.
Thanks. Well, folks, hour number three with Katie coming up right after these messages.